through the book of Colossians, and this will be the last two sessions this week and next week on Colossians 4. This one covers verses 2 through 6, and it's entitled Prayer in Chains. Prayer in Chains. So let's look at this. Colossians 4, starting with verse 2. Verse 1 went with Colossians 3, so start with verse 2. Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. At the same time, pray also for us, that God may open to us a door for the word, to declare the mystery of Christ, on account of which I am in prison. This is written by Paul, of course. On account of which I am in prison, that I may make it clear, which is how I ought to speak. Walk in wisdom toward outsiders, making the best use of the time. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person. Colossians 4, verse 1, finished a thought introduced in chapter 3. So this week we begin with verse 2 and consider this chapter in two segments. This session will complete Paul's advice and instruction to the young church, as well as the church of today. In the second session next week, we will comment on some of the many men recognized by Paul in his final greetings. Some of the men mentioned may be unfamiliar to you. One in particular is a key player in the book of Philemon, which we will consider in 2 weeks, 3 weeks from now. Stick with me. Onesimus is of great importance to the early church, and he is of great importance to you. He has a critical role to play in the gathering of documents which eventually become known as the New Testament. Could anything be more important? What an interesting story he has. But now let's dig into this section for today. Here is Paul in chains awaiting his execution, and what does he advise? Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful or hopeful, positive and specific as we bring our concerns to God. You might say, of course he prays, he has nothing else to do. But Paul shows us the immense privilege and power of prayer. In chains, he can and does communicate with God, the creator of the universe, who loves and cares for him. The same God loves and cares for you. He is always awake, always concerned, and is always working out his purpose in and through us despite the circumstances we are in. He loves us, uses his children for his glory, and is always available to communicate with us. He hears us and knows our hearts. He responds to our expressions of praise, thanksgiving, and petition by bringing significant passages of his word to mind. This is particularly true with passages you have memorized. In addition, because his spirit indwells us and our spirit can be sensitive to his presence, we receive thoughts and impressions which can help us know his perspective and purpose in our circumstances. Sometimes simply asking in prayer the question, what does God's kind of person do in a situation like this? Once you realize that God is making you more and more like Christ, and you stay consciously aware of this fact, you realize that Christ is there and what he would do in a similar situation. Obey these directions as confirmed in Scripture, and he will bless. Please note, Paul's prayer request is to open a door for the word. This should be our request also. We should pray to be constantly mindful to speak a word of truth and take advantage of every opportunity to share something about him in a loving and compassionate way. Faith alone in Christ alone is a phrase which has gone a long way in this regard for me. Note in verse 4 that Paul is more concerned about ministry than he is about his chains. He desires at every opportunity to make it clear what the Lord has for him in each situation. During Paul's second imprisonment, he finds himself chained to his guards. In the Roman system, four soldiers in a group would be assigned to guard the prisoner for 6 hours. Four groups of four soldiers would rotate through the day to provide 24-hour oversight. Usually two of the four guards would post at the entrance, and the other two would be chained directly to the prisoner. Thus, Paul is a captive, he had a captive audience 24 hours a day. The soldiers were the elite members of the emperor's personal guard. They were often less important sons of prominent wealthy citizens of Rome. These young men would grow up to be high officials in government or the army. Paul's chains gave him access to the elite families of Roman culture. What an opportunity. What chains do you have binding you? What circumstances limit you? Use your chains to glorify him whenever you can. So, Father, keep us aware of the circumstances around us and the positive aspects of what seems so negative. You've got us locked into certain situations, and we begin to fret and worry and fuss. But you have a purpose in it. Help us to see it. Help us to glorify you in it. Help us to be your kind of person in it. And then we reap a great blessing as we watch you work. We pray for that in Jesus' name.